The president is conscious of inflation trend across the world due to a variety of factors. Massive inflation, we have poverty, and so many other issues. I think it makes common sense sometimes to sit down and then put your house in order. So precisely what President Barrow has done is to suspend temporarily, at least rest of the fiscal year, 2023, all foreign travels across the spectrum. He begins with himself, the vice presidency, cabinet ministers, permanent secretaries, every civil servant under the pay of the Gambia government is experiencing these travel freeze.
So I was going to ask, the president can travel and say places that the United Nations and the African Union Summit and ECOWAS Summit. Is that correct?
While that is correct, the president has in fact decided that this year's United Nations Assembly meeting, he's not going to go. He has instead delegated his vice president because the presidential entourage is normally very, very elaborate and very expensive compared to the vice president. So instead, the vice president will be representing the Gambia instead of the president.
How much does it affect Gambia's budget?
Largely, a lot of Gambians have been complaining that there is excessive traveling among senior government officials. So the opposition, human rights activists, you know, community leaders have all been saying that the government has to actually scale down the rate of travel, particularly given the situation in Ukraine, the absence of grains and so many other things, the problem with fuel and fertilizer and health conditions and stuff like that. So obviously, if you want to curtail that, there is no better way than actually putting a freeze on travel of senior government officials. And by the end of December, we would have saved millions of dollars in that area.